Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 21st of June, 2017. It's summer solstice. All downhill from here, isn't it? Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research at Ascendo Markets.
Good morning. I hope it's not all downhill from here.
Days get shorter. It's terrible. And obviously, we've got all these political things happening as well. Pound going down, the Queen's speech.
Yep.
No coalition between the DUP and the Conservatives, or the possibility of that not happening. It could be the Liberal Democrats are involved. I mean, it's really cobbling together something which probably shouldn't be cobbled together, isn't it?
A coalition of convenience rather than... It's not really... We've gone from needing the strong and stable leadership. Now we need something... diligent and decisive. As you said, it's dithering more than decision, which is not what we need right now. You know, we're in a precarious position. We've already kicked off Brexit talks, and we're about to have a Queen's speech opening Parliament without technically having a working government. We have a government in place, but it's not a working majority. Those talks are moving on, not apparently as the DUP expected them to go, which doesn't bode very well. So we need to start seeing some progress from the PM right now, or markets are going to get increasingly impatient, and the electorate too.
Well, presumably there shouldn't have been a Queen's speech if there's no actual government formed.
Technically not.
It should be delayed.
As well as, don't forget, this is for a two-year term to avoid this happening next year and get us right through to Brexit. But, you know, it's difficult to see how we've really kicked off the Brexit negotiations without having the government in place or the working majority and having the mandate laid out. So it's all a bit... It's all a bit back to front.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the most popular in business and finance, see if we can get any wisdom from that. A shares get MSCI nod in landmark moment for China's markets. Amazingly, China lived up to the high standards of MSCI and its indexing activities.
Well, I think it's been a long time coming, and to be fair, they have made steps towards opening themselves up. Don't forget, now we've got those trading links with Hong Kong, which make things more accessible. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not really adding that much to the global indices or indeed all the other, the benchmark, even the emerging markets benchmark, it won't make up that much. But step in the right direction. Don't forget that they've not added all the A shares, they've added a selection, but there's potential for that to be increased over time.
So it's like a halfway house in a way.
Yeah, but it's one we've been waiting, I think, years now, and we've had no after no after no. Finally, I think this is fourth time lucky, is it not? So we got there in the end, and of course it gives that boost to the China mainland shares, which will now need to be held by anyone with those MSCI.
So maybe more liquidity, maybe more
potentially
widely held.
That's the idea. Have it more widely held, paying a bit more attention to it. Maybe it adds another dynamic to the China story rather than just watching it from afar and working out the economic drivers that pertain from Beijing.
Okay, let's go on to all slump spooks investors. Is this anything more than just the shale producers in the US exerting their authority?
Actually, I think the driver is on the other side. It was renewed fears about overproduction from OPEC-led countries which had exemptions. That is Libya and Nigeria. So the story's nothing new. We've still got the US guys, the shale, still producing nicely for the US. OPEC is still, at the same time, trying to cut as much as it can while still producing and selling as much as it can, because it's the one that's struggling from selling oil at a lower price. These are oil-reliant nations. So it's just a combination of renewed fears, I imagine, technical levels being triggered, stops being triggered, additional selling. But, you know, we've given up a lot of ground now. I know we're talking about the bear market and 20% down from the highs of January. If you look at the decline from the recent highs, that's probably more impressive because it's almost 17%, because it's not been a straight decline from the early January. We're now trading levels just above levels going back to, I think, mid-November. So a lot of ground's been given up, but great potential for anything positive to be the engineer of a rebound.
Well, I think it was something we discussed. I'm not quite sure whether we discussed it on air or off air. Presumably we discussed it off air, but there was a gap on the weekly chart of $55, which remained unfilled even on over the last, it's a year and a half now that's been there. And a gap on a major market like crude is
That's right.
Is ominous, let's say. It's a bit like the gap to the upside on the euro dollar, which is still there at 108. I mean, it's very difficult to, you know, be bearish on that if you've got that massive gap on the charts.
That's right. And I mean, there's just, I think, if that support level, 7-month lows, holds up, it just keeps us even more in that ever tighter range.
Yeah.
You know, 45, 55. What do we need to get out of that? It's a major move from probably the US or indeed OPEC, but they're carrying on for that bit longer, but it's clearly not working quite as much as they want. But to be fair to them, as we pointed out, this slump, the glut, is a result of years of overinvestment and now overproduction. So maybe we should be fair to them in saying that, well, their efforts may well take a fair bit longer. We can't expect an immediate reaction.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide. Whether the lawmakers and the Conservative Party believe they can stop Britain leaving the European Union without a deal if such a situation should arise. So absolutely all over the place on this one, really. Brexit doesn't mean Brexit. It might mean Brexit. It could mean Brexit. All the shades of that particular phrase.
Yeah, and, you know, no deal's better than a bad deal, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I mean, it seems to be continuous backtracking on these very strong statements, which doesn't bode well when we're still negotiating with the DUP about a potential work majority, and indeed maybe they may have to look elsewhere if that doesn't work.
Scottish nationalists. Let's go on to the next one. Heard on Twitter, Financial Times. London property recovery helps Barclays enjoy 53% jump in profits. Sean Richards, not a yes man, economics. London property recovery, ? Yeah, you could say that. I suppose Barclays are more just around London, where I think prices have held up better, the home counties, let's say, rather than central London, where you have the buy-to-forget brigade.
I mean, the Rightmove data earlier in the week showed a decline, and I think it was quite pronounced in London. Don't forget, Berkeley's it's high-end flats.
Well, these days, anything more than garden shed is high-end, isn't it? If you're given the price.
You know, very true. Garage. So their jump, you know, is in their niche. It's maybe not a reflection of the whole market.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, London does seem to be kind of a bit of a Teflon market. It doesn't seem to spook, whatever the weather.
The other issue is whether there's going to be anything put in place. I think Westminster Council complained about you either have only the luxury end or you have the council end, let's say, and there's not really much in between. In the middle, the middle of the scale, the middle in pricing, affordable is just not there at all.
Yeah, you have to remember, if those people in that bracket are going to move, you generally want to trade up, or you're looking for an amazing opportunity to renovate something. So that jump out and up into the upper end is tougher, as is the jump from the lower end into that middle bracket. But I mean, where I live, I walk past. I have an estate agent on the corner of my road, so I look at that twice a day, if not more. And you know, anecdotally, I have noticed, there's a few more properties appear there. You know, it tends to be the same ones for several days a week. Noticed, you know, quite a few. And you do have to ask yourself, is that people wanting to kind of cash in? Are they leaving? Are they forced leavers? Are they looking to trade down and renovate something? Are they looking to trade up? It'd be very interesting to know what the driver is for someone wanting to sell their property right now.
Okay, let's have a look at the next slide. Heard on Twitter, Rand Squawk, DUP is reported to have threatened to walk away from talks with the Conservative Party over forming a government. I think we talked about that. And going on, we've got Spencer Welch, worry for OPEC, US rig count rising faster than during 2011-14 boom. And now each well drilled two or three times more productive. So the technology there also.
That's right. They are clearly benefiting from the hard times having forced them to be more, to engineer more productive ways of getting the oil out of the ground. And they're paying for it now, or they're benefiting from it now, because they're able to still produce and pull it out of the ground and still make a profit.
Yep.
So they will be around probably a lot longer than some of the more traditional producers who are having to, their break even is a lot higher.
Okay, we're going to move on a bit now. Let's go on to the FX sentiment, where the big changes there, going more long of the pound and gold, which may not be a good idea if you're in the market today. Mm-hmm. Dollar yen, yes, it's slipped a bit, so down 5% on that, and the price has gone with it. Mm-hmm. Euro sterling looks like a wishful thinking, I think, at the moment, in terms of being short of that, through 88 pence and holding
Draghi,
a button.
Draghi versus Carney. I mean,
yes, exactly. Yes. So let's go on to the next slide. We can. The Nasdaq Composite Co-Report 50-day EMA to active support. Yeah. Breadth is positive. The present level is an opportunity to join the rally. Going on. Trade of the day. The TIP-TB trade of the day. Ashtead daily chart rejection at 100-day moving average. Falling tops formation. Sell around 1582. Objective £15 to 1476 and stops above 1635. So it's interesting, those long candle wicks towards the £17 level. So then maybe that backs that particular trade of the day idea. Going on to the broker recommendations, which I picked out. Capita, big recovery there. Outsourcers seem to be a bit back in vogue. Buy there, change to buy there from HSBC and a target up to £8.20 versus £5.90. Company which I'm obsessed by, Just Eat, buy recommendation, the Peel Hunt, even though some of the management have left that particular company. I wouldn't like to, I mean, there's a lot of competition in that space in that area at the moment, so we'll see if that...
Investec was out very negative on Domino's, wasn't it, yesterday as well?
Exactly, yes. So, and then finally, Wolseley, which has benefited from its exposure to the US, hold at Deutsche Bank, £47 a target. That's it for the opening segment of the TIP TV Finance Show. Thank you to Mike Van Dalken, Head of Research at Ascendo Markets.
Thank you.